happened if it wasn't for our trade unions getting behind this march and fighting day in, day out for workers' rights and against Tory austerity. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce our next speaker, who is the Secretary of Midland Trade Union Council. It's Lee Barron.
Thank you, everybody, and I just want to say thanks for coming to Birmingham today to make sure that we held a demonstration that was worthy of turning around and reminding the Conservative Party and reminding the Tories as to why it is that we exist. We saw people at the front of the march in Save Our Steel, turning around showing once again how badly we need an industrial strategy in this country to make sure that we can save industries and make sure that we can intervene to ensure that we're protecting our jobs and protecting our industries. So it's great to see them here today marching with us. You know, the whole way in which the Tories try and turn around and be workers' rights light is something that we've got to challenge, and we've got the fight of our lives coming up. Because at the end of the day, there's a lobby going on at the minute where they're going to turn around and try and dilute workers' rights following the vote to leave the European Union. And we're going to have to make sure that we stand together in order to defend those rights and in order to enhance our voice, because we're not going to create an economy worthy of anything if we try and build that economy that's based on insecure employment, 0 hours contracts or bogus self-employment. What we want, if they genuinely want to build a world-class economy, is then we want world-class jobs, world-class terms, world-class conditions, because that's the only way you'll build a world-class economy. So get ready for the fight, because they're going to bring it. They're going to start talking about new companies being set up not having to abide by workers' rights. They're going to start to talk about companies that employ 25 people or less, and they're going to say that those people aren't going to get any rights. We've got to defend them. We've got to make sure that we don't have a two-tier workforce in this country. And we've got to, once and for all, rebalance the inequalities that exist in the world of work. We've got to turn around and say, when we see in society what sort of society we want, of fairness, of rights, of justice, well, that doesn't stop at the front door of your workplace. Those values should be extended into your workplace to make sure that people at work are treated fairly. And I'm sick and absolutely tired of the way in which this economy works, where to get the best in the boardroom you pay the most, but to get the best out of your workforce you simply pay the least. That don't work no more. We've got to rebalance that economy. That's why we're here today, and it's going to be up to us. They might go to the country next May. They might go to the country in 2020. Whenever they do, make sure we're united and putting workers' rights at the heart of every election still to come. Thanks for being here today, and solidarity to you all. Yeah.